And it's the largest city to file for bankruptcy. That's when a person, company, or in this case, a city, doesn't have enough money to pay its debts. The financial crisis hit Detroit and its auto industry hard. People moved away. Businesses left town. It all added up to less money for the city's government. By declaring bankruptcy, Detroit can restructure its budget. That could mean cuts for current and retired city employees.
I did everything I could. I did my part of the bargain, and now this is their part of the bargain.
Promises made to city workers. Now those promises can't be kept because Detroit is more than $18 billion in debt.
We paid a percentage of our wages every year into that. So it's not something that's being given to us. It's our money.
Detroit emergency manager Kevin Orr filed for bankruptcy, and he's proposed cutting the city's debt by 83%. That will hit city workers and retirees.
Is it likely that they're going to have to see some sort of concessions made?
They're going to have to be some concessions,
right?
Because that's just the reality.
Government officials say it's gotten this bad. 78,000 abandoned buildings, 40% of the streetlights don't work, and average police response time is 58 minutes.
You call the police now, you wonder if they're coming.
Michael Wells and Janet Whitson worked for the Detroit Public Library for more than 30 years.
What do you think this bankruptcy means for you?
Well, I think it's going to possibly mean a reduction in my monthly pension check.
I believe at this point it would mean I would lose my home.
They're willing to take cuts if the city improves.
If I've given up something, okay, and I now have a police department that responds on a 911 call, okay, if I have EMS when I'm having an emergency, if the lights are turned on in the city, but if it's simply to pay off the bondholders, all right, and the insurers, and all of these other issues are still there, then not only has my city not improved, but I've gone down further as well.
What would happen if we didn't declare bankruptcy? Detroit would continue to go downhill. And downhill to what point? So while people say this will probably be the lowest day in Detroit's history, isn't that a good thing instead of having a lower day tomorrow?
And now Detroit not only faces the stigma of bankruptcy, but also millions and millions in legal fees in order to exit bankruptcy. There is one thing that everyone hopes, and that is that there is a brighter future ahead for the Motor City. Poppy Harlow, CNN.